Buenos días, mi nombre es Lizzie.
Alan here.
Beginner Series, lesson number 14.
Mathematics 2, subtraction.
Muy bienvenidos, damas y caballeros, a otra lección de SpanishPod101.com.
Where we bring the Spanish-speaking world to you.
Transmitiendo on demand, hoy nos toca otra lección de ciclo de nivel principiante.
Alan and Lizzie back for lesson number 14. ¡Habla chochera!
Encantada de estar aquí en Spanish Pod, sabiendo que tenemos muchísimos estudiantes.
That's right. Hey, friends and Lizzie, we are still with our mathematics.
Ooh, back to school.
That's right. Oh, boy. You know, one thing about math, if you've got great teachers, math is easy. Bad teachers, math is hard. Remember elementary school, Liz?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Are we returning to the same class?
Yep. But today we're going to continue on this topic and look at some more numbers, this time in the context of subtraction.
So back with Professor Puga.
Uh-huh. Professor Puga. And he's quizzing Mariana and Eduardo.
You know what would help our students?
What's that?
Checking out the verb conjugation charts in the reference material of the Learning Center at SpanishPod101.com.
Well, that would be a big help. That way you can look at it and listen to it.
Well, let's get into today's conversation.
Ahora aprendamos a restar.
Yo no sé restar muy bien.
A ver, Mariana, ¿cuántos son 14 menos 3?
Creo que 14 menos 3 son 11.
Restas muy bien, Mariana. Y Eduardo, ¿cuántos son 20 menos 7?
20 menos 7 son 13.
Excelente.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente. Ahora aprendamos a restar.
Yo no sé restar muy bien.
A ver, Mariana, ¿cuántos son 14 menos 3?
Creo que 14 menos 3 son 11.
Restas muy bien, Mariana. Y Eduardo, ¿cuántos son 20 menos 7?
20 menos 7 son 13.
¡Excelente!
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Ahora aprendamos a restar.
Now, let's learn to subtract.
Yo no sé restar muy bien.
I don't know how to subtract very well.
A ver, Mariana, ¿cuántos son 14 menos 3?
Let's see, Mariana, how much is 14 minus 3?
Creo que 14 menos 3 son 11.
I think that 14 minus 3 is 11.
Restas muy bien, Mariana. Y Eduardo, ¿cuántos son 20 menos 7?
You subtract very well, Mariana. And Eduardo, how much is 20 minus 7?
20 menos 7 son 13.
20 minus 7 is 13.
Excelente.
Excellent. Okay, on to the vocab. Here we're going to break down those words syllable by syllable so that you can hear exactly how each word sounds.
¡Vamos!
So let's begin with...
restar.
To subtract, to take away, to deduct.
Restar, restar.
Okay, next we'll hear...
yo no sé.
I don't know.
Yo no sé. Yo no sé.
Good. Now we have...
a ver.
Let's see. Let's have a look.
A ver, a ver.
Okay, then we have...
menos.
Minus, less.
Menos, menos.
Okay, now let's listen to...
cuánto, cuánta.
How much, how many.
Cuánto, cuánta, cuánto, cuánta.
All right, and finally...
creer.
To believe, to think.
Creer, creer.
Well, Lizzie, there's a helpful phrase here to learn in Spanish.
Which one?
I don't know.
I thought you did.
No, Lizzie, yo no sé. I don't know.
Oh, okay, yes, this is a very common phrase.
Yo no sé, gosh, sorry. And one I think people will say very often when learning a new language, yo no sé.
Yo no sé. Pronounced yo no sé.
Yo no sé. Excellent.
Ahora, estudiemos cómo se empleaban algunos de estos vocablos en la conversación de hoy.
¿Por dónde deseas empezar?
Empecemos con el verbo restar.
To subtract, to take away, to deduct.
Restar.
As in...
Resto las manzanas de las naranjas.
I take away the apples from the oranges.
The verb restar means to subtract, to take away, and in some cases, to be left.
We'll look at that last one in a future lesson.
Here, we're interested in the mathematical or even operational, meaning at play in the verb restar.
When you subtract in Spanish, you take something from something else.
This from that we use in English corresponds to that de we use in Spanish when we say restas dos de siete.
That is, you subtract two from five. That's a little different than we do it back in Canada or in the States.
That's why we're here. Now, remember our in-depth example?
Claro. Yo no sé.
Yo no sé dónde está Martín.
I don't know where Martin is. Now we notice something different about sé in this phrase.
Right. The word sé, simply S-E, with an accent over the E, is the first person singular of the verb saber, which means to know or to know how.
Right. If anyone asks you a question that begins with sabes, or do you know, and in fact you don't know the answer to their question, you can simply say yo no sé. I don't know.
But while you are thinking of the possible answer, you could tap your chin and say...
A ver, let me see.
The phrase a ver means let me see or let's see.
A ver. We use it when we're about to look into something or to concern ourselves with something.
You can recognize the verb ver in the phrase, which we covered in newbie lesson 11, where we learned that it means to see. Here, when you put the preposition a before it.
Together it means, let me see. Good link, Liz.
Well, all of these lessons do go together.
Okay, friends. Last one, menos.
10 menos 6 son 4.
10 minus 6 is 4.
The word menos means less, lesser, the least, and minus.
It can be used as an adverb, a preposition, a conjunction, and a masculine noun.
But in this lesson, we're looking at its adverbial or even operational usage in equations, minus.
Notice the similarity between the Spanish word menos and the English word minus.
That should make it easy to remember. Alan, how were you at math while you were in school?
Well, let's just say, Lizzie, that it's not the area where I was the most brilliant. I enjoy working with numbers, but, you know, some of those abstractions got to be too much, especially with bad teachers. But maybe I'm just casting the blame when I should have done more homework. What about you?
I didn't like mathematics at all. I was attracted by chemistry, English, literature, and universal history. My passion. Prosigamos ahora a la gramática.
Me parece muy bien. So today's grammar topic looks at the word menos, which means minus, like in equations of subtraction.
This is the equivalent to the minus sign in mathematical operations.
To use this word, we're going to want to make sure we know the correct word order of the sentence, or else we may end up confusing the order of the operation. Hey, Lizzie, would you take us back to the conversation just for a second and put this in context for us?
Por supuesto. ¿Cuántos son 14 menos 3?
How much is 14 minus 3?
So here we have the question.
Let's check out the word order.
First, we see the interrogative adverb cuánto, then the verb son, after the total amount, then the adverb, and finally the portion that you want to take away.
In English, we'll say, how much is 14 minus 3? And we say this with the singular form is.
In Spanish, it tends to be in the plural.
It's like saying, how many are 14 minus 3?
Right. All you have to do is follow this basic pattern in order to form any subtraction question.
So since the pattern doesn't switch up, learn it once and you're good. So let's try asking a different question with the same structure.
¿Cuántos son 10 menos 2?
How much is 10 minus 2?
So you can see that only the numbers themselves change, while the rest of the sentence stays the same.
Aha, and the answer to this question?
Creo que 14 menos 3 son 11.
I think that 14 minus 3 is 11.
Now we have the answer.
That's right. Good math there, Liz. Again, let's check out the word order.
This time, we start with a total amount. 14. Then we use the adverb menos. After the adverb, we use the amount we want to take away. Tres. Then the verb son. And finally, the remainder, once.
So again, if we wanted to show a subtraction with other numbers, we wouldn't have to change the rest of the sentence.
That's right. Just the numbers would need to change.
Word order is one thing, but when you start putting some complex numbers in the mix, it could get a little more complicated.
Well, Alan, that may be true, but at least we know exactly how the question is formed.
I guess you're right, Liz. Forget the answer as long as we're able to ask the right question. I think it's about that time.
This is a good lesson to review more than a couple of times to get the feel for it.
That's right, for sure. But hey, Lizzie, every lesson should be repeated a couple times, and that's the beauty of podcasts.
But it helps to be reminded.
That's right. And guys, remember, the Spanish review in the Learning Center is also a very necessary place to go.
Test questions, answers, comments on answers.
Really, anything you need to start practicing on your own.
Hasta la próxima.
Okay, friends, until next time. Ciao.
Ciao, 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 ciao.